Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. As always, it's February 12th. Not always February 12th, but it's always me. Because, really, who else is going to do this? I have some new toys this week from the Clone Wars line, specifically a case of new vehicles. Bark Speeder with Clone Commander Cody, which I'm holding in my hand right now. I'm going to pause it and open it in a second, but I actually haven't played with this one yet, so you're going to get my very first impressions of this toy. Because, you know, why would you want my well-thought-out reasoned impressions? You should just have my gut reaction. As well as the Desert Skiff with Anakin Skywalker. I've had that for a while. It's pretty fancy. And the all-new AT-RT with the existing ARF Trooper figure, which is actually really nice. So, well, let's get started by pausing so I can open the Cody speeder. I'll be right back. You won't notice. Don't worry about it. Okay, so I took off the packaging from this thing, and we have a Clone Commander Cody Bark Speeder. It's basically the same mold we've been seeing used for a few years now, originally in 2005. It still has retractable landing gear, no foot pegs or anything like that, and it seems to have been designed pretty well. The colors are quite good, kind of tan. The orange markings on it are similar to those on Commander Cody's armor. The biggest surprise to me was seeing that they had Arribesh lettering. It's the Star Wars alphabet on each side of the vehicle. On one side, I translated it for you because that's how much I like you. It says 212 Rocket Man on the side facing you in the package. And if you flip it over, it says Ghost Company. Now, what does Ghost Company mean? Nothing. But it's supposed to be Ghost Company, and someone forgot to put the Y on there. So Ghost Company is the group Commander Cody leads during the Clone Wars. And Rocket Man is a double reference to, I'm assuming, Elton John, as well as the fact that Commander Cody has a rocket pack, and therefore he is the Rocket Man. The figure itself is very similar to the 2008 release. The helmet seems to be basically the same. I have not taken it off yet, but I will do so right now. He does not have the battle damage on his face to the same extent. His skin seems a little bit darker. His armor has some scrapings and light white battle damage on it, so it's pretty nice, but it still looks pretty clean for a battle damaged figure. So I would say this Cody is different enough that you variation hunters out there are going to want to make sure you get him just to have the slightly different version of the figure. He can actually sit rather well compared to a lot of other figures I've bought, so that's quite nice. I don't think they modified the mold, but it just works. And you can slide him right on the bike with no real problems, still holding the blaster in the other hand. So I would say that on Hasbro's part, this is a pretty big win. Good job. For something that I expected just to be a repaint and a rehash with nothing special, it's a pretty nice quality piece, and I appreciate the little Easter egg on there, too, for the 212th Battalion. So, good job, Hasbro, on the Commander Cody speeder bike. Although, if you already have three or four Commander Cody figures, and depending on if you've been buying as many of the exclusive sets as I have, you probably do, maybe you want to pass on this one. But I think it's really well done, and it's a great gift item, so if you have the means, why the heck not? Next, let's move over to the Anakin Skywalker Desert Skiff. This is particularly interesting because the Anakin Skywalker Desert Skiff is a reuse of an existing figure and an existing vehicle with a new accessory. The skiff itself was originally sold in 1996 as a Luke Skywalker Deluxe Sports Skiff, except that version had more paint and stickers going on. This one has less in the way of decoration. The figure stands on top, you push a button on the back, and the wings pop out with cannons on them. The cannons don't fit very well, so if you hit it wrong, they might fall off, which is unfortunate. There's no landing gear to speak of, because it doesn't really need it, and there's a giant rocket in the front that shoots out when you push the button. The Anakin figure is the same one released in a number of battle packs. He has a cloth lower robes, knee joints and ankle joints, plus a Tatooine poncho with goggles and a breathing apparatus. It looks a lot like Darth Vader, so those of you wanting things that make Anakin look like Darth Vader, this is a great piece to get just for the figure. Although the original figure with Skiff was about $10 when Luke had it, this one's about $17. Inflation, higher quality figures, what have you. It's a neat piece, but since it's not on the show yet, you might not necessarily feel the desire to own one. I don't know what to tell you. If you've never had the original toy, it's probably worth getting, but it's not the greatest thing in the world, and it is a little cheesy, but I like it. It's fun. The highlight of the wave, quite possibly one of the highlights of the line, is Hasbro's new AT-RT with ARF Trooper. The AT-RT has articulated ankles and legs, a posable cannon, a place on the back to plug in a blaster, and you can see the figure on there, and the figure is basically hyper-articulated. He's got ball-jointed hips, so he can fit on there with no problems. The figure is the same as the ARF Trooper from the individually packaged line. And I gotta say, overall, it is a very impressive item. I highly recommend picking it up, or a few of them up. There's a removable antenna in the back, and it would be nice if it had an action feature, or just something to make it a little bit more weighty. It's a fairly light toy, so it's not, you know, particularly heavy. If you threw it at somebody, it probably wouldn't break anything. Don't throw it at anybody, though. And, well, maybe go ahead, I don't care. And it's a nice piece, I like it. So, oh, it has something written on it, too. Let me pause this real quick so I can translate it for you. Okay, so I went ahead and translated it, and the letters on the side of the vehicle are B-E-A in Aribush. So what does that mean to you? I don't know. Doesn't mean anything to me. So, be all you can be with the ATRT? I don't know. I like it the best. It's neat. Even though it has nonsense written on it, it'd be nice if it had a firing rocket launcher or something. But it's a good piece. So if you track down any of these three, get that one. If you get another one in addition to these, go ahead and get the Freako Speeder too, because that's really cool. But yeah, that's the toy of the week. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/entearth. And goodbye and stuff.